Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Lightning Round Podcast with your hosts, Garrett Sisti and Jamie Hoyle.
Go Chargers, go!
What's up, everybody? Garrett Sisti here for your initial reaction for the Chargers pick at number 5. And while this might not be the guy I wanted at number 5, especially with everybody still left on the board, let's just talk about the player. We'll get into all the value talk later in another podcast, but let's just talk about straight player, instant reaction about the player. And Joe Alt is boring in the most best way possible. And when you have a boring offensive lineman, it doesn't excite anybody when they're the pick, but it'll excite you on game day because you're not going to have to worry about a guy like Joe Alt ever because he's got outstanding size and length. He is explosive in his first step, quick off the snap, really fast feet. He understands how to use his length. He keeps his defenders at bay. He's got a really good latch. He keeps them out of his chest. And I love his bend in pass pro. He's got it really good in the run game, too. This is an easy drag and drop tackle in the NFL. He has improved in every year that he's played at Notre Dame. And he just feels like one of the smartest tackles in this class. He is a fluid mover when you get him to the second level, and the hips are really, really good. It helps him move quick, stop on a dime, latch, balance. The contact balance is really good. And if he ever gets beat, his recovery speed is so quick. This feels like the highest floor of any tackle in this entire class. You know he's going to be a starter day one, and at worst, he's going to be above average. At best, we're talking top 5 tackle in the NFL. Right tackle if you're talking Chargers. I'd like to see him get a little bit more physical. I think that's something that's still continuing to grow because I think he's improved that every year. And in the run game, I'd like to see him continue on his blocks a little bit longer. He was a captain during 2023 season, a unanimous All-American in 2023, a Lombardi Award finalist, an Outland Trophy finalist in 23, an All-American selection in 2022. He played tight end and defensive end in high school. He actually had 143 yards receiving, and he played basketball. His dad played offensive line at Iowa. He played for the Chiefs in 84. He was a two-time Pro Bowler, so he's got some of that bloodline as well. But that kind of athleticism, playing basketball, tight end, that stuff shows up on the offensive side of the ball. Now, in terms of fit, he played left tackle. Chargers are going to have to move him to right tackle. Having that move right away isn't always an easy transition. But there is no question marks about him at all. This is borderline all-pro talent type player. He will be a high-level starter right away. Moving him to right tackle is great. You're going to have really, really good bookends now on the roster to help protect Herbert. But in terms of the fit, I don't know that he's really the power offensive lineman that they're looking for in this system. He's more of a finesse guy, but really, I don't feel like Alt could really miss here. This is just a great football player. He is easily a top 10 type talent in this class, if not going into top 5. He is a really, really good and boring, because he just gets his job done constantly. I feel like with J.C. Latham and Fuaga, everybody gets enamored with the pancakes and the athleticism and the mean streak, where Alt's just constantly getting his job done, not getting beat. And when he does, he recovers quick enough that it doesn't matter. So this is an easy, easy, easy drag and drop right tackle right away, which will be great for the Chargers, great for Justin Herbert. Vibes, not as high as they could have been. Very good player. Not the way it would have gone, but Chargers got their right tackle for the future. He is an absolute difference maker. The upside on the table is something that a lot of people are not talking about, but it is there. That's it. That's my instant reaction. Joe Alt at 5. Vibes are medium. Not great. I'm not partying, but very good player.